Okay, now, I just want to make a quick announcement. We're going to go now from summer to spring, okay? Now, I want you to know that at the we're going to have four seasons presented tonight. If any of you have to leave for any reason, we are recording, thanks to Pete Donahue over here who's doing our music. He is recording this whole session. It will be available at nfb.org on our website probably in a few weeks. Okay, so we will have this recorded. Also, I just want to remind all of you that you got a goodie bag when you came in. In that goodie bag, well, most of you did, and if you didn't, you can. We'll get your name and contact information, and we can send you one. Okay, but in your goodie bag, there is a CD just full of songs that you can play for different seasons at your chapter meeting to liven things up. There's a calendar that can keep track of your seasons. There's a Messages of the Movement, which is a compilation of some of our very popular speeches and kernel book stories so that you can play some of these at your and have philosophical discussions at your chapter meetings. Okay, there is also a CD that is stocked full of ideas, tons of fundraising ideas, quotes that you can use to read for inspiration or to set a theme for your agenda, lots of mixer kind of things, like lots of mixers that we are demonstrating here. Some of the things we're doing here are things that you can do at your chapter meetings. So we have a lot and lots of these kind of ideas on this CD, okay? The CD can be downloaded for an MP3 player, or it could be read on your computer. It's text file, okay? So make sure that if you haven't gotten a goodie bag, you let us know, and we'll make sure we ran out of them. So make sure you can get one because it is full of very useful and practical ideas and projects that you can do. Okay, our next panel now, we're going to spring into action, and we're going to talk about how to have fun and meaningful chapter meetings. No more boring chapter meetings in your life, okay? Now, to present this, we have three panel members. One of them is from Oklahoma, Jeannie Massey. One of them, as Dr. Maurer said, is from Austin, Texas, president of his chapter there, Richie Flores. And the third part of this team is Ron Gardner, our state president in Utah and a member of the Affiliate Action team. So I'm going to turn it over to this panel now to teach you how not to have boring meetings.
Leader of the band is dying.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, now, Richie. Yes, sir? Oh, for crying. Thank you. You young guys just don't get how it is to have these hearing aids. Now, just knock it off. All right. Now, we're going to spring into action. Say it with me. Spring in. No. Not so loud. Just say it. Spring into action. Yeah. Spring into action. Okay. Thank you very much. I would like, as we have done every single Saturday, Every single second Saturday of every single month, I'm proud to say, it's been about 47 years now that I personally have been serving as this. I know you think this is another cool idea, Richie, but you got to kill the sound effects, okay? It's killing my ears, okay? Every single second Saturday of every single month for, I believe it's 47, you know, it might be 48 years we've been doing it. Now, I'm happy to say that our secretary, who was not able to come, she was in the hospital again. She was actually in the nursing home, but they've let her out now. And she is going, Richie. You young guys just don't get how important this is. Richie. You don't get how important my message is. Please give me your attention, Richie. She is now out of the nursing home, and she is here. And because we did not have the minutes last month or the month before, and we missed last September's, she is here and is going to read the minutes from all of those meetings.
Ron, is it time for me to read the minutes?
Oh, yeah, yes. We're going to have the minutes
read
now,
the
read.
Minutes, please.
Every single stop.
Talking.
What is she saying?
What?
Look, you guys, look. Who remembers Dr. Tenbrook? Okay, now look, I am telling you.
He's another old one, isn't he?
Now I'm telling you that, like it or not, there are some traditions that you young guys, now listen, tradition. And we are going to read these minutes whether you want me to do it or not. I want no more of your ideas.
Yeah.
Wait 1 minute. What isn't this?
Look, if you want
to
be heard, get yourself elected president. Otherwise, be quiet and listen.
Wait.
We don't need any of your ideas.
Isn't this supposed to be a seminar about how to have fun and purposeful meetings?
Oh, this younger generation. I just can't deal with it.
I don't know that it's generational. Some new people are old and some old people are new. So we're going to talk about how to have fun and purposeful meetings. My name is Jeannie Massey. I'm a chapter president and a secretary of our affiliate in Oklahoma. And I actually am going to be speaking about planning, because no one plans to have a boring and purposeless meeting.
Well, I didn't plan this either, for Pete's sake.
I can see that. So what we want to do is to help give you guys a couple of ideas about how to have fun and still how to bring purpose into your meetings, because we are the NFB and we know a lot of things that matter to blind people, because we are the blind. So Ron Gardner is going to talk for a few minutes about...
Oh, brother.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, you're going to have to endure listening to Ron for a few minutes. Talk about leadership. I'll be talking about planning, and then Richie Flores from Austin is going to be speaking to you a little bit about how to infuse new ways of having fun into your chapter. So, Ron, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Jeannie. This is Ron Gardner. It is a pleasure to be here. Back to basics. Now, when Joe was up here, he attributed a sentence to me a while ago. He said that I had been known for saying, "Do you know a blind person that is not at this convention?" If you know a blind person that is not here in Dallas, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. If every one of us at this convention could get one more person, just invite one person, look what would happen. Yeah, it would be a terrific thing. One of the things we need to do is realize that in order to have good meetings, we need to infuse new people. Old ideas get old really quickly. Get new people. How do we get the new people there? Invite. How many of us know that there is another organization of blind people? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I am so tired. Now I'm being serious here. This is not the role playing. I really get annoyed, if you will, by one thing that is frequently told to me. I know somebody, but I don't think she'll come. Why won't she come? I ask. Well, she goes to the ACB. Okay, that's fine. Invite her. I truly believe. I know some of you were in the membership meeting, so I'm not going to drag it out. But, you know, invite. There are people I truly believe who are more comfortable in the other organization. Okay, if you invite them, they're not going to come. But there are some of them that really will be more comfortable with us, and they're not going to know that they're invited unless we invite them. So be willing to invite. And it doesn't have to be just somebody in the other organization. An invitation starts with those that are here. We need to get the word out and ask them. Don't be afraid. Those chance meetings, all of you, every single affiliate gets the white cane list. Use that white cane list. We are spending thousands of dollars to send out free white canes across America. And in exchange, the recipient gives us a name and a contact, a piece of contact information. Use that. They have contacted us. We've given them something. They expect to be contacted. Use that white cane list. If you don't know what it is, get to your affiliate president and ask what it is. The white cane list is critical. Last night, we also talked about what every person needs. Does anybody in this room remember what those three things are? Okay, every person needs a friend. We know that. Every person needs to know that someone is going to be there that wants them to be there. Invite them. Call them by name when they come in. Shake their hands. Sit by them. When they leave, tell them goodbye and that you hope to see them next time. Every person needs a friend. Every person needs a job. We've talked long and hard. We've written articles. We've sent out emails. There are jobs in our chapters and in our affiliates that you can give someone. Everett Bacon has really taken this to heart. You know, we have a movie theater in our state that shows the video described. They have the equipment there so they can show video described movies in the theater. And one guy has the job, and it's his job every week to send out an email and let everybody know what movie's playing at that theater. Now, critical? I don't think so. Important? Well, not earth-shattering. But to that person, he is filling a need. And you know what? He's a very active member of Everett's chapter. I think the correlation there is really, I think it teaches us something. Give a person a job. It can be in charge of the twittering, whatever that means. But give them a job. And one of my very favorite examples of giving somebody a job, you know, Alaska is a big state. And I was up there talking to Alaska one time, and they said, oh, but, you know, Alaska's more than twice as big as Texas, and when people live a long ways away, we're not talking an hour and a half. We're talking 14 hours. You can't get there from me. So, okay, maybe implement what Joe just taught us from New Jersey. Maybe an at-large chapter. But, you know, possibly that person that lives outside the beaten track could simply be in charge of using the telephone and inviting people to come to the chapter. There's nobody far enough away that can't use a telephone. There's a job that everyone can do. Put them to work and help them feel needed. I do believe that one of the most critical things that we do in our chapter meetings, we provide service. You know, we raise funds. We're friends. We have parties. We have socials. We teach one another. There's lots of reasons. But everybody needs a friend, everybody needs a job, and everybody needs this third component, and this is one of the main reasons for chapter meetings. Everybody needs to frequently be nourished by the truth about blindness. We're all in a world that believes that blind people can't, blind people don't, blind people shouldn't, okay? We live in a world of the sighted that believe that we can't do it. And you know what? We're part of that world. We're part of the public. And so if we're not careful, we begin believing that we can't do it, that we shouldn't do it, that we shouldn't try, that if we try, we'll fail. And it's critical that frequently, and that doesn't mean once a year at National Convention. Dr. Maurer and Joanne Wilson and others do a fabulous job here at National Convention helping us learn that principle, that blind people can. But that's not frequent enough. We need at our chapter meetings to have those who come nourished by the truth about blindness. Have something that you've prepared beforehand. Have a particular assignment to one of your chapter members to get a speech from Dr. Maurer, from Dr. Jernigan, and read it beforehand and come with questions and come with a delivery style or to talk about that. But have a piece of philosophy at every meeting when it's possible and make it pithy. That was T-H-Y, by the way. Make it interesting. Make it something that's off the beaten track, like Bill Packey told us. I believe that every person needs to be nourished by the truth about blindness. I would like, in closing, to remind each of us that we have a mission statement. We have a mission statement, and the mission statement is quite good. There are two main components. The second component says that we are to serve, you know, our National Federation of the Blind is, you know, to serve as a vehicle for collective action. We know what that means. With higher numbers, we're a vehicle for collective action. We use that collective power to help Dr. Maurer have influence in Washington, D.C., and with the American Foundation for the Blind that is dreaming if they think they're the most powerful force in blindness. Okay, the National Federation of the Blind serves as a vehicle for collective action. That's the second part of our mission statement, but the first part is this. And chapter presidents and affiliate presidents, I think this is the most important thing that I will say tonight. It is that the first part of our mission statement is to achieve independence and self-confidence and self-esteem, and I love this next phrase, for every blind person. Not just the members in your chapter, not just the members in the National Federation of the Blind. To achieve independence, self-confidence, and high esteem for every blind person. And you know, what happens when you start treating people with love is that they start feeling that they're important, and that they matter, rather than you're just trying to boost the number in your chapter. If all you're trying to do is get a spike in your membership, that's what it's going to be, is just a spike. But if you start dealing with people with love and share with them the true philosophy of our federation, people start feeling that love, that compassion, and quite frankly, that emotional empowerment that comes from learning about and living our philosophy. I really believe it's critical as chapter presidents that we are willing to share what we have and what we know, and that's the truth about blindness. Our mission statement is there for a reason. Now, that's old news. We all know about the philosophy. So I think we're going to talk to these young guys about new ways of getting that and implementing it and helping our chapter members feel excited because, you know, I ended up being a talking head, which is exactly what I did not want to do. So I've demonstrated the whatever. But I'm going to turn it over to Richie and to Jeannie. I thank you very much.
You still had a lot of important things to say, talking head.
Yeah,
So basically, you know, one thing that I said last night at the membership committee meeting was that summing up what Ron basically told us was something that an 85-year-old member of my chapter told me, and he has been concerned. We started out with the chapter, funny enough, like Parnell Diggs was talking about, where we had, you know, we established a chapter. We had like 40 people at our chapter organizing meeting, and then the next month we had 5. And so I was elected to be the chapter president, and I thought, oh my God, this is not good. And I stuck to my belief in the NFB and that the people who were surrounding me believed in the NFB, and we kept at it and we kept calling and we kept bringing everyone that we could possibly think of. And today we average over 20 members. So, yeah, I mean, it's in 2 years' time, that's been really big for us. Oklahoma, this is the second chapter that we actually have. So a couple of things that I would point out to you that our 85-year-old member told me was, you know what? Everyone needs someone to love, something to do, and something to believe in. And if you believe in the NFB, people who are particularly members of another organization, if they come to your meeting, they will see a difference. They will see a difference in the way that you talk about blindness, in the way that your members live their lives with blindness, and it begins to make a difference for them as well. So accept people where they are when they come to you, because part of being a chapter president is being a leader and leading people from the point that they are to the point that they can be. So think about the possibilities for every person that you meet. Again, talking about what someone else said earlier, Joe Ruffalo had spoken about planning. And like I said before, nobody plans to have a horrible meeting, but it's funny how sometimes that just ends up. If you really take the time and plan ahead, giving people jobs, making them feel like they are a part of the organization, because you know what? They are. And helping them to become leaders that will follow in your footsteps. Because you know what? You may not be there forever. You need to train people who are coming behind you and share in the responsibilities of everyday chapter life. Because being the chapter president doesn't mean that you're a dictator or that you have to do everything yourself. So trust in other people, get them to do things that you need to have done, and create jobs for people so that it is fun for them to be around. And they know that somebody else expects for them to be there. A couple of other things, and we actually have an activity that we are going to be doing. So earlier, you guys, some of you were handed a folded index card. Yes? Say aye. Okay. We are going to be splitting into smaller groups, and we want to hear what your ideas are, because we're not just going to sit here and tell you the things that we're going to do, because you guys are all leaders in our movement, and we want to hear what ideas you have so that we can all share it, and then we're going to post it back out on the chapter president listserv so that everyone, even those who are not here tonight or not at convention, will get a chance to have a benefit of learning from each of you. So we'll talk more about that later, but I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up so you could start thinking about your best ideas, because that's what we want, the best from everybody. I'm starting to be a talking head now too, sorry. One thing that we have done is, of course, implementing the white cane list, but we also use the future reflections and the Braille monitor list as well. That has been something that has brought quite a few people to us. In addition, we also do Twitter, we do Facebook, we do MySpace, and are really getting to the point where we have a wide range of members. And so it's pretty cool when you have a 17-year-old and an 85-year-old sitting next to each other and they're having a great time. We have food at every meeting. We raise money so that we can have food at every meeting. And something else that really became apparent to me after having five people for about 8 months at our meetings was, you know what? Blind people have trouble with transportation. Anybody have that problem? All right. It does. And, you know, one thing that we have done, and I think it's fairly innovative, so I hope you think it's a great idea. We chose to raise money for transportation. We have a cab driver who, you know, everybody has relationships with him because they know a lot of blind people. He has a 15-passenger van, and he made us an offer to do pickup and drop off for $10 per person. So yeah, it's an investment, but you know what? That's how we got to have 20 or more people at our chapter meetings. And it's something that we continue to raise money for, because getting people to our meetings is the most important thing that we can do. Another thing we do is I put everyone on every list on my distribution list. Every press release that I get from the NFB or anything else that cool that comes out, I forward along to every single person. And you know what? Even if they don't show up at a chapter meeting, I have seen several people come, 6 months later. I'm like, oh, that's who you are. Nice to meet you. How's it going? So I would really ask you to think about not just looking for new members, but keeping the ones that you have. Give them a job, make them feel important, and they will stick around. And I guess I'm going to pass it on to Richie for right now.
Four.
Well, wrong one.
Four. One.
There we go.
The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old.
Great. Okay. So I like to, in my chapters, do a little Richie radio, and so that's Dan Fogelberg. You were listening to Dan Fogelberg's leader of the band. I became a president of the NFB of Texas Austin chapter, so howdy, how we, as we say in Texas to all y'all, back in January of 2010. So I'm relatively new to being a president in this organization, but my growth in Federation leadership extends to the year of 2000. So 10 hardworking years have prepared me to plan a course of action, accomplishment, and fun for the Austin Blind Movement. So having a key purpose and a main focus of spreading the good news of blindness has been my approach toward leading the NFB of Texas Austin chapter. My opinion, a good NFB chapter president leads, plans, and holds a steady focus on and purpose for the organization's work, its development, and its success. So first, purposeful chapter meetings continually re-examine their cause. So what's our cause, guys? What gives us this organization purpose? So a little audience participation real quick. Fill in this blank here. The NFB's main cause is blank for the blind. Independence. Opportunity. Equality. Security. There we go. The NFB has a main cause of security, equality, and opportunity for the blind. These are three broad goals that can be accomplished in a multitude of ways by a local chapter. So I'm going to try to take them apart here and just relate them to chapters. Security for the blind. Purposeful chapter, effective chapter, keeps it all within the family. Families provide a sense of security, right? Chapters learn from Federation mentors such as Ron and of course, Dr. Maurer, Joe Ruffle, all those state presidents that talked to us a little while ago. We learn from our peers, our blind peers, our colleagues, and from our own successes and failures. We definitely learn from those. The issue of playing the presidential release at the chapter meeting is key toward keeping this foundation and connection to the national movement alive within the local chapter. At the dinner table, right? No one tells the head of the table to shut up, right? So we're not going to do that in our chapter meeting to our leader, Dr. Maurer. We're going to keep playing those and listening to those presidential releases because they keep us in tune with what's going on.
You know, Richie, I'd like to say something about that issue. Some people believe that Dr. Maurer doesn't want to hear from you on that issue, but I've talked to him about the presidential releases. I know Joanne has, too. Every time I've talked to him about it, he says, I'd like to hear what ideas you have. If you have an idea to help the presidential release, Dr. Maurer's not adverse to hearing that. So send it in.
I have a comment about that, too. Don't complain about something if you don't want to share a solution.
Yeah.
Well said. And this helps us avoid falling into that localitis, you know, that self-absorption that you know, we need to continually update ourselves with the activities and our national board of directors' work. We must be secure, united, and march together in the battle of security for the blind. So last May, I had our chapter take a family picture. The purpose of this activity was to share the face of blindness with our community. We all know that the NFB is the voice of the blind, right? And the Austin chapter wanted to show the local community, and we wanted them to know who is the face of blindness. And that's us. That's the NFB. So I'm going to move to equality. Equality for the blind. I learned years back from the lady here to my right, Joanne Wilson, that an effective, purposeful Federation leader gets their hands dirty. The chapter's general membership needs to believe in someone who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. Being an active and equal participant in the day-to-day operations of the organization assures the membership of your commitment and your passion. Acting as spokesperson and agenda setter is just the tip of the iceberg regarding leading a purposeful chapter. A true Federation leader stuffs envelopes, picks up trash at the end of activities, shakes hands with all members of the group, acknowledges hardworking persons with leadership potential, and begins and ends projects. Do not leave your chapter hanging with unfinished business. Make yourself available to all members and be willing to do everything that you yourself delegate. One new idea instituted into the local Austin chapter meeting is what we refer to as the chapter checkup. This occurs immediately after playing the presidential release, and a topic of discussion is proposed, and the general membership is urged to participate so that everyone has a say in the direction and the positions of the local movement. Topics have included philosophical positions regarding blindness issues, fundraising, brainstorms, whether to record and post MP3s of our monthly meetings for recruitment. Another one had to do with supporting youth initiatives. I think the last one we had was first-time conventioneer questions and long-time conventioneer experiences. So feel free to check out our website, nfbaustin.org, and give us some honest feedback on how I really screw up Robert's rules. And but it's out there, and we ourselves have turned converted an ACB person because of these meetings. So. And these recordings, so I'm really happy about that. So let's see, where am I? Let's see if Richie Radio is ready to go here. Let's see. Come on, guy.
Start highlight bookmark. Remove bookmark. Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Canceled. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list.
It does. I swear.
Remove bookmark.
Are you kidding me? You mean bookmark. Even a young guy has one. Trouble with this stuff?
Yes.
Two.
There we go.
Stuff that works. Stuff that holds up. And best of you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you ain't feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you
That's the NFB. That's Guy Clark, famous Texas singer-songwriter. Opportunity for the blind, right? Purposeful chapter meetings have the opportunity to try new things. Also, please do not forget the old things that have been working. Keep those initiatives up. In Austin, for the last 5 years, I've been a part of the chapter, and right at the end of our meetings, before we adjourn, we have what we call brags and complaints. This is a fun way for us to learn about our members and to make a little bit of money. It is $1 to brag about something. Mark Soulsby's getting married. Or it is $2 to complain about something. Mark Soulsby's getting married. Furthermore, please don't be afraid to try new things. Some of these things will work, some of them won't, and it's good. The goal is to just implement the new ideas that are beneficial for the local movement. The first slight innovation added to our chapter meetings, as you guys can probably tell, it involves a musical introduction before calling the meeting to order. This gives me a chance to kind of mingle with the crowd and not sit in front of the crowd and actually get in there and walk around. I have a little ADHD, if you guys can't tell. But it gets me out there and talking to people and welcoming them to the group. I carefully select songs that are thematic to my goals of the meeting and or the chapter checkup. And that kind of resembles that approach to advertising our meeting's agenda. For example, we've got some fundraising.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
Go to bookmark 3.
Oh, how about...
Insert bookmark.
Oh.
Remove bookmark. Go to bookmark 5.
How about more money?
Can buy me love.
Or
go to bookmark.
Our picture taken.
4.
The smile on your face lets me.
So, those are just kind of the things I do before our meetings to get everybody, set the mood, if you say, and prepare the membership for what might be coming up in discussion. And I just want to echo what everybody says. Find out what your membership is good at and then help them perform these good deeds. Good deeds result in good work and ultimately good news for the NFB. And we all want shiny, happy, empowering chapters. Many of us in this room are leaders, and we have ideas and activities that I haven't heard of, that Jeannie and Ron haven't heard of. So let's share these ideas and have our own, chapter checkup, if you will. And let's keep, this movement exciting, purposeful, and consistent with the time and deliver that message of good news pertaining to blindness. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys. We're putting the power in your hands. So, to finish off our hour of power, we're going to split into groups and quickly, because we are running behind on time and we don't want you guys to get up here until like 12, because we're going to lock the door. Just kidding. We want you guys in your groups who've identified leaders and they know who is supposed to be in their group. Okay, what we're going to do is we're having groups. We want to hear the number one idea from your group about how to have fun and purpose in your meetings. So it will be actually the top three rows,
There is a leader for each of you, so go to it. We have 10 minutes to think about our ideas and then another 5 to share the number one. Okay, guys, we're going to need to settle down and quiet down so we can get our ideas out there.
Left, not on my lap.
So, leaders, I'll be coming from the back of the room. Guys, come on. Okay. Our back group on the right side of the room.
Mary Donahue, San Antonio chapter secretary. I'm not a president yet, but I am a secretary. And our idea is, well, it wouldn't have to be Christmas. It could be any kind of idea. Is making up a story, and whether making up a story using the word right, and whenever right would come up, it would pass a package or whatever to the right. And it would keep traveling on until the end.
Okay.
That was our consensus.
Okay. Thank you. Last group on the left.
Well, we have discussed a number of good ideas in a short time. They basically, the situation that we've come up with is the use of a kernel book, which is still around, or a piece of a speech by one of the people we know. Playing that, getting people involved in trying to discuss that as a philosophy issue and to see who's had experiences that may have tied into that, and then just getting as much activity as we can around that.
Thank you very much. Did everybody hear that? Okay. Moving up. Yes, ma'am.
Our group had a big discussion, and our favorite idea was an activity, and it was to go to a soup kitchen and help to serve the homeless, especially in this economy. There are many who are homeless who have never been homeless before.
That's great. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tracy Spranko. We had two ideas, and we're going to go through them quickly. The first one was a Federation trivia game where the group shares or has a couple of people prepare a set of questions that are a question about Federation trivia way in the past and current trivia, and then people answer the questions, and you get bragging rights for having the most points out of the chapter. Various chapter meetings at the end of the year, you get recognition. The other idea that we liked was the Braille Eat and Bowl, an hour and a half Braille class. Then they have a meal together at the bowling alley. Then they go bowling.
Great idea.
I like that one.
What you need me to do?
Hi, my name is Willa. We have several ideas. One of them was to highlight a person every month and let them tell how they got to the NFP, how they became blind, and a little bit of information about them so we'll get to know them better. Another one of our ideas was to move the meeting around quarterly in different locations because some blind people just don't have anywhere to go. And so it's a good motivating idea to get people out and about and to be more visible in the community. And another idea was to have a 50-50 raffle, and whoever won the raffle would bring next month's refreshments. Another one of our ideas also was to play one of our kernel books and to talk about some of the philosophy that we have.
Thank you very much. Our group, we discussed that they go out at restaurants and meet and they eat. We have One group also, one of the participants here said that they have a game, fun time, an hour before the meeting and finish up the hour. In our group, we do basically the same thing, play cards and bingo and stuff at the end of the meeting. But someone mentioned about putting old people to do certain things, to give them something to do. We have a 91-year-old member, and I gave her the duty to call the members. And we have 8 members, and it takes 8 days to call them. So when they see call ID, they don't answer the phone.
Okay. My name's Cassandra McNabb. I'm the chapter president for the Monadnock chapter in New Hampshire. Yay! I'm also the state president for New Hampshire. So a couple of our group, we kind of had the same thought. So one of the things we do is we recognize when people have birthdays. One chapter gives them a free raffle ticket toward a 50-50. In our chapter, we have a birthday cake every quarter, and it's for those people who had a birthday. The other thing that we did in our state was we gave people a piece of our history from our state and from national. We gave them a coffee cup that was from one of the years of national convention. And so they, even if they had never been to a national convention, they had a piece of history from the NFB. So,
one thing you can do too with the birthdays, great idea. You guys, when you get the white cane list, the person's birthday is listed too. So it's another way to contact them. How cool would it be if a perfect stranger called and said, I wanted to see how you liked your white cane. And by the way, happy birthday. So, okay, our last group is right here.
Well, one of the things we do in our chapter is, you know, you always have to take roll. You have to find out who's there. And it gets really tiring hearing, I'm Everett Bacon and I've been a Federationist for 14 years or whatever. It just gets old. You know, it's nice. We've heard it. They've been that member. So I thought of an idea to make it more fun so we could learn about each other and learn what our likes and dislikes are. I do an icebreaker. So basically every month I have a different question. One month is, if you were the blind driver, what car would you pick? The next month is, if you could pick a favorite vacation spot, where would you go? And so those are just different. They're really cool icebreakers, and it's really easy questions like that. Of course, I have to think of them, but everybody likes it. We go around the circle, and then I get to find out who's there that way. And everyone really gets into it. So there you go.
All right, guys, thank you. That wraps up the basically how to have fun and purposeful chapter meetings. Thank you very much for participating. We appreciate it. Have a great convention.
Good idea. Thank you, panel, for all this goodness, and thank all of you prizes. And those that deserve some door prizes.
We'll do a quick door prize.
Let's get a couple good door prizes.
Okay, all right. Well, and then we'll move on to our next panelist. Okay, this is Jess for the chapter presidents. I want to know who's the newest chapter. Okay, well, the newest, most recently formed chapter. Okay, so who said January? Okay, January of when? 2010. Okay. Anyone more recent? Okay, did somebody? May 2010?
May 2010, okay.
Okay, anyone else? Ooh!
Okay, what is that?
Yeah, you've had your first meeting adopted. Oh, we have 2 June 2010s. Okay. Now, who's in the back? Tell me what's the name of your chapter and what state are you from? Yay. Okay. And what's the name of your chapter? We'll give them each a door prize. What's the name of your chapter? The Yuma chapter? Very creative. Okay. Let me find my cane. Okay. Oh, what about this other person towards the front? What's the name of your chapter and what state are you from? Perfect. Okay. So both of you guys are going to get Adore Prize. And congratulations to the rest of you who have formed chapters this year. Let's give everybody who formed a chapter in 2010 big round of...
All right.
Okay, what should we get? Let me find something. Okay, let's see. We're going to give you guys... We're wrapping up our spring, so we're going to give you guys each a spring door prize. We'll give you an umbrella. We'll give you some seeds and a watering spike, it's called, to water your plants. Okay, so the two ladies just stand up. And let's go ahead and go to our next panel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.